Hello, and welcome to the Queen's Access Podcast. It's so lovely to have you here, and I hope you find this a useful resource in learning more about life at Oxford, but more specifically about life at the Queen's College. My guests this week are Luke Gagan, a second-year ancient and modern history student, Hannah Cole, a second-year materials scientist, and Pandora McKenzie, a second-year PPE student. We'll have a chat about social life at Oxford, both in college and in the city itself, and we'll also talk about some of the many clubs and societies on offer. My apologies for any poor audio, these interviews have all been conducted over Zoom and the internet connection isn't always completely reliable. For a transcript of this episode, please visit the Queen's website. I hope you enjoy.
Hi everybody, thank you so much for being here and I hope you're all doing well. I'm sure you'll be very interesting guests and we're very lucky to have you here. So first of all, could each of you start by telling me a little bit about your Queen's journey? So how did you end up at college? So Pandora, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Pandora. I do PPE, which is politics, philosophy and economics. I originally kind of settled on PPE actually when I was like 10 years old because I decided that my life's calling was to be prime minister. Now not so much, but I just love the combination of three disciplines and I just find it really interesting learning about society. I settled on Queen's actually kind of by chance. I was looking at colleges that were really strong for PPE and I just walked into Queen's as like one of the last colleges that I visited on the open day and I just loved the little dome thing that's on top of our chapel and the, also the dome that's on top of our like front door and it was the architecture that kind of stole it for me and just how friendly everyone was. So that's kind of how I got to Queen's.
Oh, that's lovely. Luke, how about you?
Hi, I'm Luke. I'm studying ancient and modern history at Queen's. The reason for ancient and modern is basically I can never make my mind up what I want to study. So I needed the most amount of choice. So that's why I went for ancient and modern. But the good thing is I don't know Latin or Greek. And so ancient and modern, it allows you to study those periods of ancient Rome, Greece and whatnot without actually reading in the originals, which is always handy. So that's why I chose that subject. I too ended up at Queen's a little bit by accident, really. So I didn't think about uni or Oxford in general at all, really, until I was sitting my A-levels. And then they went much better than expected. And so I thought I'd, you know, take a year out and reapply. And I already had a mate who was at Hartford. And unfortunately, they didn't have a big rugby or drama scene. And so I literally looked on the map and Queen's was literally the college around the corner, saw that they had rugby and music and drama, had a look at the college online, thought it was absolutely gorgeous, saw the neoclassical library and thought, hey ho, that's me. And then applied. And then I never saw the college or Oxford in person until I came on my interview. But yeah, when I came for my interviews, I was kind of sold. I was just, you know, I really wanted to go here. But I think with interviews, it's one of those things that when you get here, even though it sells you all the more, you also have got to keep your distance and think, you know, I might not be coming back kind of thing. But I was very fortunate and I got in and yeah, so I came off to Queen's. But yeah, again, just by chance, really. But absolutely so glad that Queen's happens to be around the corner from Hartford. So yeah, it was one of those things. But no, it's absolutely wonderful. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. And finally, Hannah, how about you?
Hi, I'm Hannah and I do material science. I got into it sort of in year 11. It's a bit of a niche subject. So I got into it because a family friend did it. And then I read more about the subject and then I was like, oh, wow, this like has physics and chemistry and maths just as a combined subject, which like I really liked. I ended up coming to like choosing Queen's. I chose a bit more decisively than the other two because there were only seven colleges that do material science, Queen's being one of them. I must say the thing that really won me over about Queen's was our beautiful BC. If that's a bit shallow, but there we go.
Understandable.
Yeah, so clarification there. BC is our beer cellar, and yeah, I would agree with Hannah. It is one of Queen's highlight features. So Hannah, correct me if I'm wrong, but you got an open offer that was underwritten by Queen. So do you mind just quickly explaining that?
So that meant that on when I was given my offer, it meant that if I got the grades, I was guaranteed a place at Oxford, but not necessarily at Queen's. So if there was, if Queen's was full, I could go to a different college, and if nowhere else could take me, then Queen's had to take me if I got the grades. They do this with smaller subjects, so there's a bit more leeway.
It's more common for smaller departments. So for each of you, could you just give me a little bit of an idea of what a week looks like in your life at Oxford? So Luke, do you mind starting us off there?
Yeah, no worries. Typical week, as a history student, my timetable is rather flexible. So I usually, I rarely make breakfast, so I usually sleep in. I'm quite lazy, so I'll sleep in. My first meal of the day will be lunch. Then I'll go to my tutorials or lectures, if I'm handy for those days. Contact hours for a history student can vary between 3 to 10 or 12, depending on how many lectures you want to go to and how many contact hours you choose to have. It's quite varied. So do my lectures, spend most of my time in the library, essentially. So I'll do all my reading that I can do. Generally, the amount of reading I do increases as the deadline nears, I'm not going to lie. Then have dinner, go to BC, have a few beers, talk to everyone, catch up on how everyone's been in the week. Either I go to bed early or someone talks me to going clubbing, generally speaking. And then on the weekend, I'll either go to a formal dinner, which is really, really nice, or I'll play a game of rugby, get involved in some societies and whatnot. And then occasionally there'll be a special dinner on or something like that midweek as well. But I'll go to for either a society like Addison Society, which is at Queen's, which is really cool. I'll probably talk more about that later. Mostly it's going to the socializing at meals and at BC in the evenings, and other than that I spend most of my time in the library, doing all my reading and whatnot, writing the essays and going to tutorials. It can be quite varied for a history student because it always depends how many contact hours you want, other than maybe science students who spend time in the labs. I'd say it's really quite an even split for me between being at dinners and meals and in the BC socializing, playing the odd game of pool or whatnot in the BC, which is always a good laugh and a nice bit of stress relief, being in the lecture hall or the tutorial room or library doing a bit of studying. So it's quite a nice split for me, I have to say, my average week.
Definitely, that sounds like you've got a really good balance. Hannah, how about you?
For me, there's not really a typical week, but for me, I'm a science student, so most days 9 a.m. walking to department. I normally, on a sort of full day, I'll have 3 hours of lectures with a break in the middle. And then either in the afternoon I'll do some work in the library or my room and have a tutorial, or I will have labs, which are 3 hours twice a fortnight. And then sort of after all that's done and I do sort of societies in the evening, rowing or Christian Union or all these different things that can be done in the evening, and then quite often finish off the night sort of in BC talking to a few people as well.
Oh, lovely. And Pandora, how about you?
In between the two, PPE has a semi-structured week, in the sense that you have lectures, lectures all morning. From 10 a.m. Luckily we don't have any 9 a.m.s, but from 10 a.m. 2 or 3 back-to-back lectures, and that's every day. And then I come back to college for lunch, because our lectures are in the exam schools, which is right opposite Queen's across the road. So then I come back for lunch, and then my afternoons are either spent in the library or in my room doing readings for my essays. And then in the evenings, just dinner in hall. In BC, socializing or going out or going to see some friends. I'd say it's a pretty like structured kind of schedule, because there tend to be quite a few deadlines piled on top of each other. So you tend to have to work pretty much all day, and especially at the weekends, that's when you big essay crunches. But I wouldn't say it's unmanageable, as long as you kind of organize and plan in advance. And the evenings for me is kind of my downtime. After dinner, that's when I switch off for the day, and just socialize in the evening, basically.
That's great. Thank you, guys. So let's start by talking about social life in college for this episode. So Pandora, can you take us through what kind of social spaces are available within the college site?
Yeah, of course. So as you probably heard earlier, there's our famous BC, which is the beer cellar, which is the college bar. So every college has a college bar. And then ours is just called the beer cellar. That's great. That's where basically everyone congregates in the evenings to chat, to play pool, to play darts, to listen to music. And the drinks are really, really cheap, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, of course. And so that's really fun, just kind of being there. And then other spaces we have are the JCR and the MCR. So the JCR is the junior common room, and then the MCR is the mature common room?
Middle, sorry, my bad.
And those are although they're used for meetings, they're also just places where you can hang out. As undergrads, you can only go to the JCR. It's really nice just to hang out there, you know, sit in the sofas, play FIFA if you're into that. And there are other common rooms in other buildings. I think Cardo, which is a second year accommodation, also has a common room in it. And then there's the kind of smaller social rooms in college, like the OTR, which is just off the JCR, which is the old Tavener's room. And it's like a really nice wood paneled room with big armchairs and a fireplace. And that's really cozy in the winter to just sit and chat. And then places like the McGrath room, which is used mainly for events. So like drinks receptions. Those are pretty much the kind of social spaces in college. And there's also Nun's Garden, which you can go to, all the quads that you can go to if you want an outdoor space. So yeah, a mixture of outdoor and indoor spaces, which are really nice.
Perfect, thank you. And then sticking with the vein of college life, do you mind telling us a little bit about what kind of events are being put on by college?
Yeah, of course. So the main ones are BOPs, which are kind of like college parties that are free for everyone, and they happen I think every 2 weeks, and they're usually themed. So they might have like sports themes or really any under the sea, like any theme really. And those are lots of fun. That's where kind of everyone just gets together and like has a little boogie. And then there are kind of more college organized events like Burns Night, which is a kind of Scottish celebration, or Christmas dinner. And those are usually a really kind of fancy black tie dinner with a drinks reception before in the McGrath room. And those aren't free, you have to pay. But there's a different pricing for a drinking or a non-drinking ticket. And those are also really fun because, you know, you get to dress up and you get to celebrate an event or an evening and eat really nice food. And then kind of the last kind of type of event I'd say is like sports events. So I think the main one in Queens is Santa dinner in the winter, where everyone dresses up in Santa costumes, and we go out for dinner and then go to a club. And even though it's not college organized as such, it's a very community, Queens community thing, and something that's really special to Queens, I think, and a lot of fun.
Great, thank you. That was a really good explanation. So moving outside of the college grounds, Luke, can you give us a run through of what's on offer in Oxford as a city? So in terms of clubs, bars, other social spaces?
Yeah, okay. So as a typical city, it's pretty much got every fast food chain or restaurant chain you could think of, from, you know, high end like the Ivy to like Itsu's. You've got your KFCs, Subways, everything. You've even got a Greggs now, which everyone's very fond of. So in terms, you know, you've got, in terms of high street shopping, you've got your typical venues and some nice designer places as well in Westgate, which is obviously very, very nice. In terms of going out and socialising, we have not one but two Wetherspoons, the Four Candles, which is very, very nice, and the Swan and Castle. Both get very nice atmospheres. Clubs-wise, there's a big range from Plush, which is really nice for the LGBT community. Then we've got nice Hank's Bar, which is lovely, both dance floor and a really nice bar. Then you've got, you know, your usual clubs. So we've got our, you know, the Oxford Attic, which is now, which is Park End. That's really nice. That's quite a big club with multiple rooms. You've got Fever, Circus, Bully. So I think one of the big taboos about Oxford when I was certainly applying is everyone said it was dead. No one goes out. We all live in the library and there's not much of a nightlife. So wrong. It's like a typical city. It's bustling. The nightlife is brilliant. There are, you know, the amount of pub crawls that, so for instance, matriculation, which is when you become a student at Oxford, in a nice little ceremony, we went on a pub crawl and, you know, there is, we just had too many to choose from. I think there's, when I counted in just the immediate vicinity, there's something like 20 pubs. So there's loads of places really nice to go into and have a drink. There's loads of restaurants, there's loads of bars, whether you want cocktails, you want more of a pub environment, or you want to go to a nice restaurant, or just, you know, pop in to have a nice bit of sushi or whatever. We've got loads of places like that, and it's, you know, bustling in terms of shopping, and, you know, there's tourists as well that come along as well, but also in terms of, like, not going out and drinking, you've got like Botanic Gardens, University Parks. As I said, there's loads of restaurants, places to go shopping, and just really nice green spaces around town. If you like your running as well, there are so many scenic routes to go out and have a, you know, have a run or a cycle. Lots of people cycle around Oxford. You've got the Iffley Sports Centre as well, and you've got quite a few gyms. I think there's a Pure Gym as well, which lots of people use. There's the gym inside Caradus as well, which people are quite fond of and use. But the Iffley Sports Centre as well, which is some really good rates if you want to, you know, start up a 3-year membership. You can use the gym facilities there, the track, the swimming pool is really nice. I use that myself. Yeah, there's quite a lot to do. So I think, yeah, definitely a misconception that Oxford hasn't got lots of places to go out to. It's got everything you could want. Yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely brilliant.
Great. Thank you, Luke. So moving away from kind of the kind of more casual side of social life and into the more structured side, what kinds of activities and societies are each of you involved with? So Hannah, can we start with you?
So I'm involved with Material Society as the social sec for next year. I'm also involved in Christian Union, which is, and I'm going to be a college rep for Queens and Hartford. And I've dabbled in a bit of rowing. I've also done a few other sort of things very casually, but those are the two main ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Luke, what about you?
Okay, so I'm involved in two societies at Queen's. I'm involved in the Addison Society, which I mentioned earlier, which is a really nice informal debate society where we have a very nice dinner. And again, there's non-drinking and drinking tickets. So it is a paid event, but you can apply for a subsidised ticket, which is obviously very inclusive and very nice of them. And we get a special guest in. So I've attended one with Gavin Williamson, who's the Secretary for Education. And he came in and we had a nice dinner. And then it's just, you know, he gives a speech and then you can just ask him questions. And there's about 20 to 30 people in the room. It's just really relaxed and it's a really nice occasion. And that's quite special and a good opportunity to, you know, have a face-to-face conversation with someone you never thought. So that's a really exciting thing that I take part in. And I think there's, I think it's a dinner a term, I think. I'm also involved in Queen's College Rugby. So we have a game every weekend. No training, which I'm sure some people will be very glad to hear about. And we obviously meet up for social events and there's a rugby dinner, which is very nice. Like most sports teams will have that. So yeah, that's nice to be involved in. And it's also really nice because there's, you know, first to fourth years and whatnot. And it's nice to mix in with, you know, all the years of college rather than just your own year. So that's nice to do. Also, there's Oxford, in terms of Oxford societies, not just at Queen's, there's Oxford Poker Society. I like dabbling cards, I'm quite fond of it, and even though I'm not very good, it's still quite a rush and quite a good bit of fun, so there's that as well. And there's obviously more relaxed things as well, such as Board Game Society as well, so I'll go attend a couple of those events as well if I fancy a bit of a chilled night instead of something a bit more raucous out of the town.
Great, thank you. And Pandora, how about you?
So I'm not actually as extracurricular as the other two are, but I do play college netball, so Queen's netball, which I'm going to be captain for next year. And that's really fun. That's just really chill. And every Thursday we have a match where we play other colleges. And not going to lie, we tend to win. We're pretty good. But no, it's just really fun and really chill. And anyone that, even if you haven't played netball ever before, like loads of people just come together. And it's a mixed team, by the way, not just girls. But yeah, it's really fun for anyone to come along to. And more widely in Oxford, I attend a few Law Society events. Mainly for the merch, no, but also just it's a great way to learn about, like, there are tons of societies that help you with your career and help you kind of further and broaden your interests. So that's another kind of good thing about Oxford to do. And that's something that I really enjoy as well.
Yeah, thank you. Great. So Hannah, you mentioned that you're the Social Sex Material Society. So do you mind taking us through what that entails?
So every society will have an exec, which has different people that help run the activities of the society. And quite often, most societies have a social secretary. So the sort of things that involves is welcome drinks for like new freshers coming in and welcoming them to the society. It can involve doing quizzes for everyone to get involved in, and it can also involve drinking events such as crew dates, and it can also involve like non-drinking events such as brunches and all sorts of things like that. It's just making sure that there's a place that people that do materials can hang out outside of the course and get to know people in different years and have fun together, really.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so crew dates are where usually I think it's two societies tend to meet up, but I think it can be one, maybe if it's like a big society. But yeah, and it's they go to a restaurant and there's usually quite a degree of drinking involved, but yeah, they're a really big laugh. Okay, great, thank you guys, that's been super helpful, and I'm sure we've cleared up any questions people have about social life at Queen's. So to close, I'd just like to ask each of you, what is your favourite thing about college and why? So Pandora, can you start us off?
Oh, that is a very hard question. I'd have to say the thing that I love most coming here is how friendly everyone was. I was really nervous coming to uni, not knowing like whether I'd fit in or whether like I'd find my friends, and like everyone's just been so welcoming, and not everyone's got a smile on their face, not just in my year but in every year, and everyone's so eager to help, and that's something that I found really comforting and like welcoming, because it is a really overwhelming thing moving to uni, and if everyone makes it as smooth a transition as possible, then it just makes everything a little bit easier. And I think that's something that's really special about Queen's.
Yeah, definitely. And I think sometimes from the outside, it can seem like Oxford would be quite a competitive environment, but yeah. I for one moved to Queen's and found that it's significantly more kind of collaborative and supportive than it is competitive. And I think that's a really nice thing. How about you, Luke? What's your favourite thing about college?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say pretty much the same answer building off that. It's probably the community at Queen's. And I'll give an example is the fact that, okay, so I think I'll give a shout out to Animals, which is the second men's football team at college. And I am the worst football player you have ever seen, definitely at Queen's, possibly at Oxford. I am shocking. And yet, you know, the environment, you know, the group of gents at Queen's, just everyone there, it's so supportive and encouraging that even I had the confidence to put my boots on, go out and play a game or two of football, go to the football dinner. It would, yeah, no, it's really encouraging and I had a great time. So I definitely think, you know, that the community translates and it's really embodied in the sports as well at Queen's, which maybe not the most competitive, but certainly the most supportive and probably best, you know, sorts of sense of community you can get. That's where it really shined for me, is the fact that you can take part in sport and, you know, it's not high pressure. You can just relax and enjoy it for sport's sake, which is, I always think, a really positive thing. And that's definitely why I really clicked. That's probably the moment when I really clicked with Queen's, when I felt, you know, comfortable playing a sport I know I'm crap at and I still managed to have fun and everyone else did as well. So that's always a good sign. So yeah, I definitely have to say the community at Queen's and just the way people support and build other people up is a really good thing in my eyes.
Fantastic. And Hannah, how about you?
I'm gonna say along a very similar line to the other two. I think like the really good thing is allows you to get out of a freshers bubble as well. So you have lots of people around you that are freshers, but it's so great to have the older students in college to like guide you and maybe like help you out if you're a bit stressed about something. Like I really enjoyed having a supportive network of older students as well. And I think the other thing that's been great is it allows you to get outside of just your course, and like you can know people that do so many courses. Like at like Queen's, you'll probably like meet people that you're like, I didn't even know that was a course. Like the amount of people are like, oh, is materials even a course? Or like, it's just, you'll meet so many different courses and so many different perspectives and everyone's.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think that's so, so true. Right, well, thank you all so much. This was super interesting and I'm sure really, really, really helpful for anybody who listened. So I really appreciate you all agreeing to be guests and I'll speak to you all soon.
Thank you so much to Luke, Hannah and Pandora for that interesting conversation, and a massive thank you to all of you who listened. There are loads more Access resources on the Queen's College website at www.queens.ox.ac.uk/access-outreach, and you can find out more about the college in general through its website, Twitter and Instagram, including on the Access Twitter @Queen's Outreach. That's all from me. Have a lovely week and hopefully I'll see you again soon.